We come this week to the end of the lectionary passages of Mark's 10th gospel, or 10th chapter of the gospel. We have been in Mark's 10th chapter through the whole month almost, a series of strong teachings of Jesus in the ways that he would have us go, in marriage and divorce, in selling all to follow Christ, in servanthood, not power, as we heard last week. This series of challenging teachings, however, is framed by two miracle passages of restoring sight to the blind, the only two in Mark's gospel. Two healing passages which point to the power of Jesus for those who wish to see and hear. As we prepare to look at and see anew into this text, let us come with a word of prayer. Good and gracious God, quiet our hearts and minds in this moment, that we might truly see you, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts might be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I was reminded this week of the Jefferson Bible by guitarist and professor Lynn Fisher this week at a panel discussion at Brown, that the Bible that Thomas Jefferson put together so many years ago with all of the teachings of Jesus and the moral life that Jesus calls us to took out all the miracles in his Bible. With apologies to Jefferson, I, for one, am glad that they are in our Bible, that these miracles frame these hard teachings of Jesus, particularly in a time that we watch and wait in uncertain times. It is a dramatic scene with so many following Jesus in those days that we encounter at the end of this 10th chapter of Mark. The crowd swelling as Jesus begins to make his way back to Jerusalem, to that final entry into Jerusalem where Andrew and I, God willing, will be tomorrow. Bartimaeus, the blind beggar in our text today, is waiting at the crowded roadside. He is attentive. We hear that when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out. He's persistent, despite the discouraging words of Jesus' followers ordering him to be quiet and let Jesus be about what Jesus wants to do. But Bartimaeus is not quiet. He continues to reach for Jesus, to believe that this Jesus who has come along this roadside can change his life. Do we believe that today? Sometimes in the press of our own concerns, in the challenge of these words of Mark leading up to the healing, we are just overwhelmed with the shoulds of life, the call to a higher life and expectation of service and devotion, the rush of life and the pace all around us, or perhaps even the lawn furniture that we need to move elsewhere. When do we have time to sit by the roadside, attentive, watching for Jesus, even if we are blind? Bartimaeus addresses Jesus, most interestingly, as my teacher, Rabboni. My teacher. Isn't it interesting that he reaches out to Jesus not as healer, but as teacher? Bartimaeus somehow knows that this is the one who will show him the way, lead him to a new life and new insight, maybe even not just with physical healing. We hear here that Bartimaeus was sitting by the roadside expectantly, perhaps praying and waiting for Jesus to come. He certainly knew that he was in the vicinity when he got closer. Bartimaeus sees him as his teacher, yet one expecting also Jesus to restore his sight. Professor Paul Achtemeyer notes in his commentary on this passage that in the whole of Mark, there are only two stories in which Jesus cures blindness. They occur in the 8th chapter and the 10th chapter, at the beginning and end of this section that I've alluded to today, concerned mostly with Jesus' teaching activity. Is that accidental? Or is Mark perhaps trying to say something about what must happen before anyone can truly understand those hard sayings of Jesus? Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Be thou my vision. When we pray to Jesus as we know him in these days, we too are praying this prayer of Bartimaeus. Let me see again. Remind me, O God, that you are the God of life, of new life and wisdom, dare we even say miracle, the God who opens eyes of the blind of our blindness to new horizons. Today is Reformation Sunday, and my father would be horrified if I did not mention that in church today. Celebrating the ways in which people of faith have continually sought to return to Jesus in faithfulness, in new understandings, we think of it in terms of the 16th century, a time of the opening up of the scriptures in the languages of the people, of reforming religious practice which had moved away from Jesus' call to follow and caught itself up in self-interest, not uniquely a time in the 16th century. It is part of our Presbyterian heritage to claim this Reformation history. We say the church reformed and always reforming according to the Word of God. We encounter that same thing too in this text, in the witness of Jesus, as we encounter him in and through Scripture. As the story continues, we see that Jesus stops when he hears Bartimaeus. And Jesus has his disciples call out to Bartimaeus, "Take heart, rise, he is calling you." Bartimaeus sets aside his cloak, the source of his livelihood, because how otherwise would he be able to gather the coins that are thrown to him as he begs for his livelihood? He sets aside his cloak. He lets it go and goes to Jesus. And out of that new sight, Bartimaeus follows all the more closely. Jesus heals him. Jesus restores his sight. Jesus takes him to a new place of journey. Immediately, we read, he received his sight and followed him on the way. He's energized for that journey to follow Jesus, and his sight is regained, we read in that last verse. Isn't it curious to you that he doesn't return home to celebrate his new sight, to see what his family would think and to see his family for the first time in many years, because we know that he regained his sight? And we don't know what happens to Bartimaeus on the journey. There's no reference to him any later in Scripture, and yet we do know from this verse at the end of the story that he moves forward in the way of Jesus, in faith to follow, as so many have gone before him. This morning, after I finish this sermon, we will share together our affirmation of faith from the lectionary passage in Job at the very end. The final words of Job, one who was no stranger to hard times, and yet in the end was able to affirm this faith in God. As we pray and work together for life on the edge of this storm, or on the edge of whatever storms are in your lives these days, will we stand firm like Bartimaeus in our trust in God? Will we help one another? Perhaps we'll be one of the disciples who calls out to those who need to see anew, living into miracles yet to unfold. And will we have the eyes to see them as they did. May God grant to us the deepest understanding of this miracle of sight, in faith and in trust, through the witness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.